Yes. Better Business Bureau advises consumers and businesses to be on the lookout for automated messages on Facebook Marketplace that may be the sign of a scam. Because, yes, Facebook Marketplace can be a great resource for buying and selling, especially within the local community. However, scams are nothing new on this platform, since it can be difficult to vet sellers and buyers. Last year, 18.7% of people who reported to BBB that they lost money in a scam said it took place on social media. BBB has received reports of a specific Facebook Marketplace scam recently. Consumers and businesses involved in used car sales have received hundreds of automated scam messages from alleged potential buyers. The buyer will express interest in the sale and ask the seller to provide their phone number so they can send a code to verify the seller is real. In reality, this is a likely way to obtain the seller's phone number to create a fraudulent Google Voice account, which the scammer will use for future scams. It may also be an attempt to hack into the seller's Facebook account or other social media accounts. Consumers and businesses should know the signs of other common Facebook Marketplace scams too. Overpayment for an item, request for advanced payment, communicating outside of Facebook, and refusing to let buyers see an item before purchase are all potential red flags. Here are BBB's tips to avoiding scams on Facebook Marketplace. First, try to limit sharing personal information online. The age-old tip for internet safety is classic for a reason. It's good advice to stay safe online, and it applies to Facebook Marketplace too. Don't share details like your phone number or location with strangers. Also, be careful when selling or buying big ticket items. These more expensive items, such as the used car sales reported to BBB, may be more likely to attract scammers. And don't share confirmation codes with anyone. Six-digit codes are usually intended to help you reset a password or access an account, and they are meant for your eyes only. A stranger should never ask you for a six-digit code. If a buyer or seller on Facebook Marketplace asks to send you one, cut contact with them. And if buying, always meet the seller and see the item for sale before purchasing. This will help you avoid most scams on Facebook Marketplace. If a seller refuses to let you see the item in advance, there's a chance it may not exist or may be defective in some way. Also, watch out for overpayment. Some scammers will overpay for an item using a fraudulent payment method to try to get the sellers to send them money back. If someone overpays for an item, decline the charge and ask them to send the correct amount. Be sure to check the buyer and seller's profile too. Some people create fake profiles to run scams, then disappear with the money after the sale. Some people create brand new fake profiles, and a brand new profile may be a red flag. Finally, report scams to Facebook. You can report Facebook Marketplace sellers and buyers to Facebook if you suspect they are involved in a scam. You can also report Facebook Marketplace scams to BBB at bbb.org/scamtracker.